The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yeah, this week the doctor is in, and he's in on time. Dr. Rashid Batar, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. This is the week where we're going to be traveling a bit, and I'm heading to Canada. You're heading to parts unknown, and I'm just glad we can connect now because I know last week we talked, and you had barely heard about Vax, the movie coming out that Wakefield and Hooker and others that you know had been working on with a former producer of this TV show called The Doctors, and boy, did it raise a firestorm in the media.
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, it's interesting what happened after that. I talked to one of my close cohorts that I don't know whether you've met him yet or not, but, you know, he's the one that's going to be filming you, Carl, that I talked to you about. He's the one who's going to be doing the filming for the books and some of these other things that we've talked about before.
But yes.
The documentary that's coming out. I sent him a text right after the radio, actually during the radio show, and he sent back a text saying that I've been following him for the last 2 days, and he said, when you finish the radio show, call me.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, he sent me an email. And, you know, I'm just going to read a part of this email to you, Robert, because I found it so amazing. The way he wrote this email, too, it's just funny the way he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the email that he sent me says, Vaxxed Denigration Work of Art.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, when we had this conversation, he said it is with surgical precision how they've taken this movie down.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't even shown it. And he pointed out things to me right off the bat. He said they did things, they didn't do it the right way. They did things in a manner that if they had orchestrated and strategized better, this denigration of the movie would have actually propelled it, and they would have done so well with it, but they didn't strategize. They didn't look at it. That's why he called it Vax Denigration Work Apart. And so he says the email that Don had sent regarding the Fortune article, remember?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So he says, read how this article in Fortune is meticulously written. Every single sentence. The structure is designed to destroy. The structure to destroy is an art.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share my ideas on how. I'm going to leave that out because that's the
sure.
expert. So. He says right at the beginning, and the quote is, medical community and scientists were shocked or something like that, if you remember. It says, something was a shocker to the movie was a shocker to the medical and science community, not to mention the millions of people who believe in science. That's the quote that he's got in there. That was the title of that article, if you recall.
Yes.
And he says, in that one sentence, they have crucified and shut down anyone who wants to further science regarding this subject. Any doctor who speaks against this will be treated as a quack and as civilians or as non-scientific persons and believers, meaning that they're either going to be, if they're a doctor, they're going to say they're quacks, and if they're not, they're just going to say, well, you're a non-scientific person or you're...
Right, you're not qualified to answer any of it anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Then he says also, see how that they cut certain articles with stupid videos to take the focus away from the actual essence of the issue at hand. And let's see. Then he goes on to say, this is what we will be fighting against. So let's learn and
yes.
gear up. So I love that attitude. Let's learn and gear up.
Well, you're right. I mean, what you bring up is the art of war. And they may not have been prepared by the response to, I mean, it's not like they didn't know that there would be some kind of backlash or even a firestorm, but the fact that they were accepted into the Tribeca Film Festival and then De Niro said, under pressure, we can't continue. And at that point, the attacks, the assaults were full frontal, if you will, from all aspects of the media. And you're right, they have public relations history, the ability to use words as art, to be devastating weapons to shut down dissent. And so only those who are really doggedly prepared to just fight, right, to battle through it, the rest will be, oh, well, I better not look further. So they couldn't.
That's exactly what happens with the general community, though, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. And it's like I realized, too, that to some degree, when the media responded this way and said nobody should see the film, they critiqued the film that no one had seen. So it was obvious on some level that they're doing major hit pieces on it. So some people would respond that are on the fence, that would say, you know what, I don't like being told what not to see. Now I want to see it. But at the same time, you're right, I don't think there was a strategy in place to take full advantage of that and use some form of Aikido, you know, on them, that energy blast, and blast it right back.
Well, exactly. So listen to what you just said. If you listen to your words, you said some people would be on the fence and say, look, I don't want to be told what I can and can't watch, so I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect example of them not being prepared. For example, had they anticipated this, and as soon as they pulled the movie or they made this, the forces against the movie started to cause the denigration of the movie, and now you've got that audience. I mean, they went from, like, I think 300 hits on the YouTube trailer to like 75,000 in like 2 days.
Right.
The point that I was making is that they should have had the movie available for streaming online, pay $2.50, watch the movie here and decide for yourself type of thing, but they didn't. They didn't have a way for people to actually go and the people that had their own minds that were not the proverbial sheeple, as you refer to them so affectionately. If for those people, you know, for people like you and me that would have said, I want to see the movie, they would have been able to generate money, generate interest, and then people like you and I that have paid the $2.50 or $5 or whatever to watch the movie, we would have gone and told 1,000 people, or, you know, in our case, in your case, or my case,
mm-hmm.
you know, our reach is millions. We would have told that, and more people have gone, but they didn't think about that. You see, they were expecting Tribeca to be their whatever their strategy was, that Tribeca's going to do it. Robert De Niro failed it. They didn't have a backup plan. They didn't have the video ready to be soft launch or real launch or streaming or download or whatever. They didn't have that. They didn't think of it. And that, to me, that's a fundamental part of, okay, I'm going from here to Charlotte. It's a 30-minute drive. What do I need? Okay, I need my driver's license in case I get pulled over. I better have my wallet with, you know, $10 in case I run out of gas or a credit card or something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just run out of the house naked in your underwear with just the keys and put the car and start driving. That's what they did. They didn't anticipate. You know, the first rule of a Boy Scout is be prepared. That's the motto of a Boy Scout. Be
right.
prepared, right?
Be prepared.
They weren't prepared. They didn't even think about it. They go through this entire... I mean, maybe I'm talking out of context here because I'm not sure what else they planned.
Sure. I mean, we're not privy to exactly what they did or did not, but if we look at it and assess it with hindsight and say, here's what I think should have happened based on that response that could have been actually anticipated or expected.
Well, it certainly would have been expected, Robert. I mean, even a blind, deaf person would know that this is what the response is going to be. Whether they expect it to be pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival or not is not the point. The point is they should have been prepared for some type of onslaught and have a second and a third and a fourth backup plan, but they didn't. And if they do have it, maybe they've got some strategy that will come to fruition.
Sure.
But I haven't seen anything happen. And they've lost so much ground right now because they've got this force opposing them, and they haven't responded in any way, fashion, or form. And the easiest way for them to respond, you don't have to say anything, you don't have to put out a press conference, you don't have to respond to anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the movie speak for itself.
Right. See the film that was banned by, you know, Tribeca and the media or
it's
something.
It's 1,000 times more powerful than any media or Tribeca film endorsement or any other type of thing could do for them.
Sure. And despite not having strategy, the fact that Tribeca didn't air it, it was actually a blessing in disguise, whether they had planned for it or not, no doubt.
That's exactly the point, because let's say they had 1,000 movies that were going to be shown there, they're going to look, and 100 of them that they said, you know, screened at or, you know, approved by, whatever, and then they would have been one of the 100 or one of the 1,000, whatever.
Exactly.
This way, they became single-handedly the most important thing at Tribeca, so what De Niro did for them was actually a blessing for them. However, they didn't capitalize on it, and that's the issue.
Well, exactly.
So I'm hoping it won't make any difference, because what's going to happen subsequent to this, which unfortunately I can't share with the rest of the world, but you are aware of what's going to be happening. this movie will get its due diligence.
Yes. It'll get it sooner or later.
Yeah.
It will. And, of course, it's impacting now at the Angelica Movie Theater in New York, just a few blocks from where Tribeca will be. So it's not like it was a zero-sum game, but your point is well taken. And I hope folks, you're listening. And it's about strategy. It reminds me of our good friend Tim Bolin, a strategist. It's like if you're going into battle or a war, you don't just go, we'll just show up, you know, and here's our one big boom, and that's it. And then what happens after? Well, we didn't think about that. Again, we're not privy if there is some strategy going on behind the scenes, but I think the teaching moment, which I love that you're bringing up, is we have got to be smarter about this because we know there's not like they're going to surprise us in terms of the backlash from the mainstream media, the medical community, the pharma and government cooperation that they have at CDC, etc. The entire response to this film before it aired was how Andrew Wakefield is a discredited, disgraced doctor and his thing was debunked, even though all of it's made up because his initial study, if anybody had ever read it, and the media people are so lazy, I don't think any of them read the actual report. He never claimed that the MMR caused autism. It was an observational study. He's a gastroenterologist. He found novel inflammatory, he called it iatrogenic enterocolitis, with the presence of the specific strain of measles from the vaccine. And then, of course, I think 8 to 12 of those kids also were in the autism spectrum pretty severely. But it was enough that he acknowledged that they had to destroy him because they didn't want any focal point on the fact that there was a link.
Robert, I agree with you completely. And I think that if Andrew Wakefield is guilty of anything, it's being naive.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his own way, as any decent doctor would, they see an observation, they report it, he wrote it up, and he had integrity, so he said what he saw.
Yes.
And he wrote what he saw. And if you're going to say that he did anything wrong, it's that he was so naive that he didn't. He was naive to the point of not recognizing that the medical community would have an agenda. And you know, there's certain things. I mean, I would have done the same thing, and you would have done the same thing. Everybody would have done the same thing. But then how they responded to him and demonized him, that was the shock.
That was the shock. It was a full-out assault. Again, he wasn't prepared. Many people aren't, but now we should be. We're going to be back with more powerful healing. It's advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Batar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss any advanced medicine, the good news is it's available all over the World Wide Web right here at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Medical Rewind has it exclusively. Hundreds of hours available for free download. Great to go there, as well as our syndicator GCN has it up first, and then iTunes and Stitcher Podcast and TuneIn and Epic Times, even UK Health Radio across the pond, and of course now on SoundCloud. Very many ways to get this information. And of course, links to the international best-selling book by Dr. Bittar if you're new to it. It's The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Now, Dr. Bittar, we kind of go, as you say, we don't necessarily plan our shows, and you wanted to release a little more information since last week on Vax. And again, talking strategically, I remember we've discussed Gary Matsumoto and Vaccine A. He was a Boy Scout, too, in terms of not necessarily being a prepared Boy Scout, but a Boy Scout and saying, I want to do the right thing. I have integrity. I'm reporting on something, like the anthrax vaccine, or like what Andrew Wakefield initially did about his observations as a gastroenterologist pediatrician. But then suddenly now you have to start looking at things, again, strategically. And I don't think many of us are trained that way anymore, and I think purposefully so.
You're right. I think that that's part and parcel of the inadequacy of our current educational system. I think that as we're children and as we're growing up and as we learn certain skill sets, this may be one that's lacking. I'm amazed that the amount of strategy that a person learns with a game, say, chess, for example, which is an ancient game. It's been, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of years has that game been run? Who knows?
Yeah.
But you learn a lot of strategy. You learn that if you're going to advance, you need support. You learn that, you know, you can't just rely upon shock and awe, because you may think at one point you come and take a big piece and then, you know, the queen on the other side takes half your board or whatever the case may be. You have to You have to anticipate. You have to anticipate your opponent, not just one move ahead. In fact, I believe the key to chess is how far can you anticipate your opponent's moves.
So oh, absolutely. Yeah. And look at the, you mentioned the shock and awe. Think about what happened almost 2 years ago with the CDC whistleblower news. That was shocking. And, you know, a lot of folks said, oh, my gosh, we've finally done it. Now we've got something. And, of course, the media just suppressed the information and continued the attack that had succeeded to that point, attacking the messenger and ignoring the reality of what was happening. And so we end up, well, we kind of inched along a little bit, but really not the shock you thought it would be.
Well, it's a perfect example of what you just said. You know, somebody goes in that takes the opponent's queen thinking, okay, I just took the most powerful piece on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have anything to support that, and that's why the media was able to ostracize it, boom, drop it down to the ground. And, you know, you can win a game of chess with just your rooks or with your, the way my dad plays, even with your pawns. You know, a pawn can get to the other side of the board and become a queen, right?
Yeah.
And become the most powerful piece on the board. The point being, again, that shock and awe, taking that one key piece isn't the answer. It's the strategy, how you build it up, how you support the structure, how you go forward, and how you anticipate your opponent. If one person can anticipate three moves ahead all the time, and he's playing people that are only anticipating one move or two moves ahead, he'll always win. But as soon as he encounters somebody who can anticipate four moves ahead, he's going to lose. And that's what it comes down to, that strategy. There's nothing in our education system that actually teaches us this, that at least that I'm aware of, unless people do extracurricular activities like chess club or something else like that that would teach strategy. But education right now, and we're going off on a different topic now of education, but I'll tell you, my son, who's now he's a junior finishing up his junior year, he has so much homework to do, and he looks at me, and I asked him, how do you like school? And he goes, Dad, it's just busy work. He goes, I'm not learning anything. They just give you so much stuff to do, but it's busy work. It's not stimulating. It's drudgery, and it's repetition. And I started thinking when he said this, it's exactly what medical school is. There's nothing hard about medical school. What makes it hard is the sheer volume of information that's thrown at you to process in a short, relatively speaking, short period of time. I mean, you get a textbook thrown at you every week, every 10 days, and you got to process it. And it's memorization. But as far, and it's literally one of those type of situations that if you actually think and try to anticipate or try to extrapolate information, you're going to be wrong.
They will beat you. They will beat you if you think. I mean,
that's exactly right, because they want you to spit and regurgitate what's in the freaking textbook.
And if it's not
in there, it's wrong.
Right. And so they're not engaging the creative mind like your son is talking about. That's where they want to be, to engage. Well, I think we have a strategic training deficiency disease right in this country.
And you're exactly right.
And it's purposeful because, of course, if you have people that can't think strategically, you can control them and manipulate them without fail, very simply. Now, we've talked about it on a mental construct as well, but of course we've talked in terms of physicality with the deficient foods. You rob the body of the vitamins, minerals it needs, and you give the body the things it doesn't. You're also going to rob the body's strategic ability to counter and counter and counter until it loses it because it's so depleted. We got to take a break. I love where this is going, Dr. Bitar. We got to talk more about this and a whole lot more here. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, when we talk about healing here, we engage all the bodies, not just the physical body. And I think that's the thing about holism or holistic healing. It's engaging the whole, W-H-O-L-E in this case. And Dr. Batar, you get that. You've written extensively about it, and that's how people come to you for help. And if they're not willing to engage all of their faculties, and starting from the very belief system that comes from a deep spiritual place, everything else can fall by the wayside.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And, you know, you, before the break, you said you like where this was going. I started thinking, you know how much we rehearse for a show. It's about, I think, what we spent about 12 seconds.
Yes, there you go.
Connection, let's talk, right?
Yes.
When I was talking about my son, and when he was talking about the pure drudgery, and it made me think about medical school and how everything is just processing large amounts of data, and that's all it is. It's regurgitation, memorization. It's essentially following a cookbook. It's a glorified cook is all a doctor is. But the one subject that defied that was physiology, because physiology is understanding how the body works. And yet we put so much emphasis on pharmacology, you know, drug manipulation of the system. So if you understand how physiology works, then you start to understand, wait a second, the fundamental things that we're doing with pharmacology to alter physiology, to alter the way that the ultimate engineer created the body to work. So, for example, when we have regurgitation and we give people antacids or H2 blockers or acid pump inhibitors, wait a second, we're doing the wrong thing because the body needs more enzymes, more digestion, more hydrochloric acid. That's what we should be doing. We're treating it with pharmacology completely counter to how the design of the system was made. Or, for example, when somebody gets diarrhea, we have all these drugs, Lamotil and Imodium and this, that drug and that drug to stop a person from having diarrhea. But what was the physiological reason for a person getting diarrhea? It's because they ingested something that either wasn't good for them,
mm-hmm.
or was poisonous to them, or was, you know, deleterious in some way, fashion, or form, and the body is designed to eliminate anything that is not supposed to be good for you. So you have diarrhea. And if that's not efficient enough and that's not sufficient to get rid of that, then you start having emesis. You start having vomiting because the body is trying to clear something. The worst thing to do is to suppress those things that are designed to get rid of something offending in the body. And by suppressing that urge of vomiting or diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
we're now retaining that offensive substance in our body, and it makes us get sicker for a longer period of time. And so when you give somebody these type of drugs, in fact, the only time I have ever treated, not ever, but when I started understanding how the body worked, the only time I've ever treated diarrhea was when I was active duty and when I was near the DMZ zone, when I was the 3rd Brigade Surgeon for the 2nd Infantry Division, or when I was with the Special Forces Group. But you had a soldier that was actually on the ground doing a tactical mission, whether they were moving through the DMZ or they were on some type of, you know, 2-week, 3-week mission, whatever, then you'd give them something like that, because if a person's got diarrhea, well, you don't want to be sitting there squatting in the woods doing your business and somebody takes you out because,
right.
you know, you had diarrhea. So unless they were tactical, unless they were in a firefight, or unless they were in a potential of being in a firefight, there was no reason to give somebody anything for diarrhea.
Right.
I mean, that's the only reason. And people say, well, you know, you've got dehydration issues and mineral depletion and blah, blah, blah. Well, then fine. You treat that, but you still don't give them something for
right.
for diarrhea to stop it. You give them minerals, you give them fluid, you treat them with whatever you're going to treat them. If they got Shigella, Salmonella, they got bleed, whatever. But you don't suppress the diarrhea.
Exactly. Well, you know, the antidote to physiology is what? Pharmacology.
Right.
And as you said, this is the majority of your training as a physician in allopathic medical schools. And, of course, we go back to Flexner Report, how that happened. It was no accident. It's very profitable. So this training, this ability to adapt or react or even act, as we talk about seeing a number of moves ahead, when you are, let's say, on pharmacological suppressors, you have taken the body out of its normal ability to be nimble and react or move steps ahead to adapt, if you will. And
very nicely stated. Yeah. Very nicely stated. That's exactly what it is. You have reduced the body's ability to be nimble, to move quickly. You've taken that flexibility and the ability to respond quickly and become a monstrosity. Think of a small little mom and pop operation business, somebody that's, you know, they can make a decision. The chairman of the board is the same person that's maybe answering the phone. Boom, they can make a decision like that versus a big corporation
mm-hmm.
that's got to make all these, you know, go through all these committees and boards and this and that before they can make any kind of decision. That's a perfect way of stating it, nimble.
Yeah, well, the pharmacology are like, if you throw those substances in there, you're like gumming up the works, if you will. You're throwing layers and layers and layers that weren't there. Suddenly now you have to deal and adapt to that, not what the initial insult or assault was that your body was desperately trying to, in an acute response scenario, to restore that stasis, that homeostasis, and again, arrogance of man.
You're exactly right, Robert, and it's not just in the acute state.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's also the chronic compensatory state that
sure.
is just compensating for the pharmacological intervention, or in this case, what we're talking about, whatever the big inhibition, if you will, that's being created in the physiology from the pharmacological intervention. It's that compensatory mechanism that the body's trying to adjust and compensate, similar to, like, if somebody's shot, the blood pressure is going to go up, trying to keep maintain blood pressure. that's an additional burden that causes more oxidative stress and it's more burdensome on the physiology. So not only have you now altered the physiology, but the physiology trying to compensate for that altered mechanism or the altered stimulus, that's an additional burden.
Right, right. And if we talk about the additional burden, it's not just the drugs, it's another thing here. Last week, we had a gift of a filmmaker who gave us a free streaming for all Robert Scott Bell Show listeners to his movie Evidence of Harm, which was all about mercury amalgams. A great film. And, you know, that's another thing people don't realize. They're walking still as I talk about mercury anchors in their system. And that, again, is making the body unable to respond appropriately to other things because it's having to deal with the mercury burden all the time.
Right, right. That's true. Wait a second. Evidence of Harm, that's the movie by, the book. They made a movie out of it?
Randall Moore, yeah, the filmmaker. He contacted us, and now it's been out for months. It won some awards, too, but what a wonderful opportunity to get more of this information out. And, of course, talking to dentists as well that have been trained to deal with the toxic release in a safer way, of course. But, you know, this comes back to something you've dedicated a lot of your life to now. That mercury burden, and it's not just vaccines, as we've talked about, or other things, but the mercury amalgams in teeth in dentistry.
Right, right. No, and that's a very important subject, and that's another thing that I think is important to talk about. I was just curious because I know the book came out. In fact, in the book, at the end of the book, the author actually interviewed myself and talks about Avi's story in the book, but I didn't know that there was a movie out called Evidence of Harm either. I mean, I knew about the book, but
I'll send you the link that you can download it with all of the extra bonus interviews. Probably a lot of the folks in it you're going to know personally.
Okay, well, that's going to be great. I didn't even know there was a movie out there like that. But Robert, just to finish the point about the physiology that we just started, and the application of that discussion to the individual that may be listening to the show is that. From a strategy standpoint, from a physiology standpoint, understand that if you are understanding how the body works, if you look at how your body's responding based on, you may have an ache or pain or something that's going on, or you're concerned or you're confused, look and understand what could be going on here. What is my body telling me? Because every time you have a pain or an ache or something happening, your body's giving you feedback. All right? And the feedback is essential to listen to, and don't just believe what doctors will say, because I can tell you personally, I'm not going to go into my own personal story because it's a very personal story. Robert, you know about it because you sent me some of the homeopathic things. But I did something just in this last week that defied every single thing that every specialist that I know has talked to me. And I know what's been going on myself. I've did this, as far as acute situations of this stuff in medicine. I've treated, I don't know, there's still two emergency rooms here in North Carolina that I have set a record for as far as how fast it was identified and treated. And I know what it feels like. I know what it's described like. I know because I've treated it so much. So I knew what was going on with me. But I'll tell you, I defied everything that everybody said. And the rapidness of improvement that I experienced myself by doing one of the 9 steps, one of my own 9 steps, nothing that I discovered. I mean, there's nothing new discoverable in the world. It's all been there. It's just us rediscovering it, right?
Right.
And following one of those principles, I can tell you, Robert, I can tell you with 100% certainty that even the best intentioned doctors, even my own friends that know how I work, that know how I think, that told me, Rashid, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do that. Even my own wife who was concerned and saying, I need to do this, I need to do that. My own mind, I stopped listening and I listened to them and I stopped listening to my own self. And that caused more problems. And as soon as I went back into my own mode, I defied what they said. I did everything that I was told not to do that because it's going to cause more problems, this, that, the other. I had rapidness. I mean, within hours of instituting my old regimen,
right?
Improvement.
Well, eventually, Dr. Batar, that needs to be a chapter, a bonus chapter in the book when you're ready to tell the story out there because, again, it's a profound teaching moment. That moment where all the experts, buddies and peers, they mean well, but then it's overriding what you are telling you, that innate intelligence. The cells are speaking out, and they're coming through in a certain way, and you go, no, I got to do this. And it defies everything, and it is the right path. That does not lie to you.
Now, I think this is going to be for the members of the Advanced Medicine Association.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a video that we'll do because
that's
you're right.
Important.
It is. It is very important. I don't want it to be, unfortunately, you know, from a liability standpoint. This is the reason that Dr. Sinatra did not want to endorse my book. He loved the book, and he's a great friend, but he didn't want to endorse the book because of his concern about liability, which I thought was a little absurd. But regardless, I'm not afraid of that part, but I'm afraid that somebody may, without knowing what they should be doing, you know, go out and endorse.
Sure, it is a legitimate risk because you're teaching people about things that are ultimately taking them out of any form of authoritarian power structure. And
right.
if they're not ready to do that, they come back and they blame. So again, there is some risk associated. I understand.
And I've never had that happen actually with a patient, but I have had that with family members of patients.
Wow.
That have come out. You know, this is what the cancer thing that happened, you know, in 2007, that all that nonsense, it was none of them were the patients themselves. It was all family members of patients.
Right.
Well, two of them were family members. One was a doctor and one was a, well, I guess there's three family members, wife, husband, nephew, and a doctor.
Yeah, they all kind of gang up and then conspire, if you will.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But you're right, this is a teaching moment, and now that you've said that, I will make that commitment to everybody listening, and to you, Robert,
yeah,
and to myself, that this will be something that I want to get to the next level, and once it's definitively resolved, then I can show before and afters which
right.
will defy. This will be, you know, in fact, I've actually thought to myself, and I don't know whether it's appropriate to say this, but you know how the messages come from the Creator, from the universal
yes.
consciousness telling us something. And this was the one arena that for us to be able to do what we've been doing in the fields of neurodegenerative and cancer, we haven't been able to do that, or we haven't really had that many patients of any that much need. I mean, a few dozen here, dozen there, but we haven't had that same need in the cardiovascular realm.
But that's what we're here for, each other and ourselves. And I think we put ourselves out to go through these things so that we can not only help ourselves, but help others. We're going to do that one more segment today. Advanced medicine, amazing information. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Scott Bell Show. Like you call it medical rewind, you're going to rewind this one and hear this again and again, folks, because there's so much great information from strategery to the practical knowledge of the physiology and how pharmacology inhibits proper functioning of the physiology, as well as, again, the mercury issue is always something we talk about. Are you up?
You know, by the way, before you go on, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard any of the new words that you've come up. You know, you should come up with a new word like every 3 months, but strategery is a new one that we haven't. In fact, you haven't come up with any new words in probably about a year.
I know. I've been pretty lame, but I'll blame Super Don's not here to defend himself, so that's okay. We'll blame him.
I like that word, though, strategery. I like that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun things with the language we love to do here. And, of course, English is just the most flexible of languages. We could just make words up, and some people get annoyed by that. I like the flexibility of it because I like creativity.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Anyway, we got a question of the day coming in from Frederick, and he says, RSB and Dr. Batar, I've been looking online at autoimmune hepatitis, and from what I have read, there is really no cure, just management. I was wondering if there are any other options other than what the hospitals say. I would greatly appreciate any links or articles about autoimmune hepatitis. Thanks. So, I don't really put those two words together, autoimmune hepatitis, but of course liver inflammation, they often say hepatitis C at that level, but do you know specifically what he might be referring to?
Well, autoimmune hepatitis, it's another one of these oxymoron type things that, mm-hmm. you know, when we don't know what's causing something, we call it idiopathic and we call it autoimmune. So, hepatitis is basically, for the listeners, the word HEPA or hepatic means liver, and anything that ends with an itis is inflammation. Also, we're talking about hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver, and usually it's a viral hepatitis or alcoholic hepatitis, or the cirrhosis, and which is a chronic scarring of the liver, and that's what hepatitis or inflammation of the liver, when it's left unchecked, will become cirrhotic. The liver becomes cirrhotic, scarred, and then causes dysfunction of the liver, and then you have the largest oil filter of the body basically not functioning that causes other problems. So when we're looking at autoimmune hepatitis, essentially what they're saying is that for some reason, there's an attack on the liver. There's inflammation to the liver. The liver is becoming inflamed. Mm-hmm. And because they don't see or they can't measure anything that's causing it, they say that it's the body's own immune response that's causing this. So it's auto, meaning you're, like autonomous, mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah.
Autoimmune, your own immune system.
Is attacking, it's attacking its cells. But, you know, we've talked about this over the years, being that when you corrupt self, you know, the cells of self, they no longer resemble the same cells. And the immune system eventually says, that's not me. And
right.
It's like immunology 101, self and non-self. So if you've corrupted your liver to that degree, there might be some autoimmunity, but it isn't going to be solved, again, pharmacologically, because every pharmacological agent they have in allopathic medicine is toxic to the liver.
Right. So that's exactly right. So going on from that, you know, building upon that, in the book, in my 9 Steps book, Robert, you remember that we talked about the 3 foundations of health, right?
Yes.
The first foundation is just like if you look at the foundation of a building, the lowest level is the most crucial, and then the second level, third level, now you're ground level, and then the 9 steps are built upon that. So those 3 foundations of health, first is systemic detoxification, second one is physiological optimization. Do you remember what the third one was?
Oh, no, don't throw this at me right now. I'm writing them down for the notes.
Okay. Well, the third one is immune modulation.
Yes, that's right.
Now, remember, I don't talk about increasing the immune system. A lot of people talk about increasing the immune system, but you don't want to increase the immune system in certain types of conditions like autoimmune disease. Or an allergic type of response. Or in certain other conditions like cancer or diabetes, that's a hypoimmune response. In other conditions, there's a hyperimmune response. So that's why I say immune modulation, meaning bringing the immune system back into its normal state, whether it's high or low. And this is what's happening in autoimmune hepatitis. It's a hepatic inflammatory response because the immune system is registering the liver as something that needs correcting. And the fact that if it is your own immune system responding, which actually it isn't immune system attacking the liver, it's more because there's something going on inside the liver that the immune system's trying to correct, and the side effect of it is inflammation to the liver because the immune system's trying to do its job, but because the liver can't process something like the persistent organic pollutants or some of the things that you may be eating or whatever
exactly.
You're really exposed to, that's what's going on. So when people say that there's no known cure for autoimmune hepatitis, that's ridiculous. You detoxify the body, you optimize the physiology, and you will see something miraculous happen. And that is the immune response will modulate itself, and you will see a reduction. There's certain things you can take to help mm-hmm. the liver to balance it. This is where the head map comes in, because it's going to measure things above or low and tell the person, based upon their own subjective SF36 patient outcome-based responses that they're giving, it will basically take that subjective data and objectify it with a measurement and then say, this is what's most recommended at this time. You take the questionnaire again in 30 days, and it's going to readjust it.
Exactly. Listen, Dr. Vitar, we're out of time. Tell them what they need to know before we quit for the day.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.